a joy, something that we can't express what it means to us to be here together tonight. My English is not good enough to be able to say more. Again, thanks a lot. Shalom. Chag Sameach.
Thank you. Nothing up his sleeve, nothing up his sleeve. This is disappearing. And after dinner, you get to look for it, and if you remember, whoever finds it can hold up us for a nice reward to share with all the children.
You know what the dismay?
Now, he's not supposed to be able to finish it, the ceremony without it, so hold it up for a lot of ransom.
This is the bread of affliction, the poor bread which our ancestors ate in the land of Egypt. Let all who are hungry come and eat. Let all who are in want share the hope of Passover. As we celebrate here, we join with our people everywhere. This year we celebrate here. Next year we celebrate. Next year in the land of Israel. Now we are all still in bond. Next year may we all be free. We're now on page 29. Time for four questions. Page 29, Bill. Okay, the way the four questions goes, first, we're going to have the youngest who want to do it individually do it, and then those who want to do it as a group will do it as a group. Okay, now who wants to do it individually? Raise the hand.
Who's the youngest one?
Okay, who wants to do it individually? Okay, we've got two over there. We've got one over here. Individually, a group.
You could do it.
Okay, how old are you? How old are you? How old are you?
44.
Nine. Okay, you're first, you're second, you're third. Then the group.
Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, kubo ma'atza. Shevko ha'olot, anu she'ayirakot. Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, morol. Shevko ha'olot, einani makinina fiyush pa'anecha.
Shake it,
Ben Yoshin, Ben Mr. Bean. Ben Yoshin, Ben Mr. Bean. Halala haza, halala haza. Kulam, Mr. Bean. Halala haza, halala haza. Kulam, Mr. Bean.
Wow.
Very good, and now our chorus.
Okay,
all those together. Okay, we have an octet. Any other language? Yiddish, anyone in the world? Okay, we have tonight on our handout a fifth question that Karen and Eric are going to read.
On your little handout here, this is the Festival of Liberation and of Stirring Things Up. We have a long tradition of doing that, so tonight we're going to have a few thoughtful additions for what this means to us today. And thanks to Sheila, we've got a fifth question here. Every year we ask, why is this night different from all other nights? Tonight we also ask, why in this year is Pesach different from all other years?
And we answer, in all other years we dream of peace. In this year we begin to make peace a reality. In all other years we pray for an end to violence. In this year we recognize how our violence could consume this fragile peace.
This is the bread of poverty and oppression. How will we transform it into the bread of freedom?
This is the bread of violence and struggle. How will we transform it into the bread of peace?
The Haggadah teaches us, if we want to do more than survive, if we want to be free, then we must invite everyone to share in our celebration of liberation. As we say, all who are hungry, all who are in need.
As Jews, we dream of peace. As Jews, we struggle for freedom. Both Israel and the Palestinian people share this struggle and this dream. We came closer to peace this fall with mutual recognition, but recognition is only a beginning. Tonight, we are still slaves to conflict and hate. Tonight, we must recognize the danger of our own fear and hesitation. Tonight, we must find the courage to dedicate ourselves to liberation for both peoples.
Then perhaps next year, we will become the first generation to be truly free. As we say, next year, children of freedom.
We're now on page 30 of the Haggadah. Four times the Torah bids us tell our children of the Exodus from Egypt. Four times the Torah repeats, and you shall tell your child on that day. From this our tradition infers that there are different kinds of people. To each we respond in a different manner according to the question, the situation, and the need.
Why is this asked? What are the precepts, laws, and observances which our God commanded us? In response, we should explain the observances of the Passover thoroughly, the very last one of which is, after the Passover Seder, we do not tend to other kinds of entertainment.
It is wise to watch and know the service
to do. What is this observation to you, since he says to you and not to us? He rejects essentials of our faith, the unity of God in the community of Israel. Thus we respond sharply, because of what God did for me when I went forth to Egypt, for me, that is, not for you. For had you been there, you would not have known redemption.
The wicked one withdraws himself from anything beyond himself, and us from the joy of redemption.
When the simple person asks, what is this? Then we say, with a mighty arm, God freed us from Egypt, from the house of bondage.
To the person of all simplicity, he was a straightforward answer. The Torah of God makes wise and simple.
The person unable to ask, you must begin yourself, as it is written, you shall tell your child on that day, say, this was because of what God did for me, when I went free from Egypt.
With one man you need to know, no will to serve. You must be in yourself to awaken the need to give your will.
John?
As in the pages of our history, so too in the events of our time, in the encounters of our daily lives, these persons, the wise, the wicked, the simple, the one unable to ask, reappear in various guises. To this day, the questions must be pondered and answers sought, the story given life and meaning.
We're now at the top of page 34. There are many 34. Questions now we begin to answer. Our history moves from slavery toward freedom. Our narration begins with degradation and rises to dignity. Our service opens with the rule of evil and advances toward the kingdom of God. This is our theme. Together.
We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and God freed us from Egypt with a mighty hand. And God, the Holy One, praise be He, deliver our people from Egypt.
say it, please.
Ellen, you want to read the next?
Therefore, even if all of us were wise, all of us people of understanding, all of us learned in the Torah, it would still be our obligation to tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt. Moreover, whoever searches deeply into its meaning is considered praiseworthy.
For the redemption is not yet complete.
An instance of this is told of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Joshua, Rabbi Eleazar, son of Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfa. At their Seder in B'nai Brak, they discussed the going out from Egypt through the entire Passover night, until their students came and said to them, "Our teachers, the time has already come to recite the morning Shema." We knew physical servitude in Egypt, but before that, our souls were in bondage.
For in the beginning, our ancestors were idolaters, but afterward, God drew us nearer to his service. As it is written, "Behold, your ancestors dwelled beyond the river Euphrates, and they served other gods."
All right, on the middle 37, or bottom 37.
We have known physical bondage and spiritual servitude. We have also been subjected to social degradation. For in the eyes of others, we were a subject to evil, Aramaeans.
My father was a fugitive Aramaean. He went down from Egypt with meager numbers and sojourned there, and there became a great and populous nation.
Bottom of 38,
Marcia. Yeah. I took your father Abraham from across the river, and I led him into the land of Canaan. I increased his descendants, and I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob. When Jacob and his children went down to Egypt, Joseph was already in Egypt. Joseph had emerged with powers over the land of Egypt. There was famine in all the lands, but in the land of Egypt there was bread. And Pharaoh said to the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. Whatever he tells you, you shall do." And all the world came to Joseph in Egypt. After Joseph died and all his brothers and all that generation, a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the Israelite people are much too numerous for us. Let us then deal shrewdly with them, lest they increase, and in the event of war, join our enemies in fighting against us and gain ascendancy over the country."
So they sent taskmasters over them with forced labor, and they built garrison cities for Pharaoh, Hithom and Ramses. The Egyptians embittered their lives with harsh labor at mortar and brick, and at all sorts of work in the fields. But the more they were oppressed, the more they increased and spread out, so that the Egyptians came to despise and dread the Israelites. So Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, "Every boy that is born shall be thrown in the Nile, but let every girl live. We crowd out under Adonai, the God of our ancestors, and God heeded our plight, our misery, and our oppression."
God heard our moaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the Israelites, and God knew. And God said, "I will go through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will mete out justice against all the gods of Egypt, I the Eternal." And God brought us out of Egypt by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm and awesome power, and by signs and portents, not through a messenger, not through any intermediary or any supernatural being, but the Holy One, alone in solitary glory.
David, 45. The time the Israelites remained in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430th year, the very day, all the hosts of God departed from the land of Egypt. That same night, in God's watch night for the children of Israel throughout, that same night is God's children watch night for the children of Israel throughout their generations.
Now, the middle 45, we raise the cup of wine and we sing the Yi Sham Du, which is found on page 104, is the music and the transliteration. And
play with us. Don't drink. We just met this time.
Pull up your chair.
From Spain in 1492. Bosnians were...
Most pardon.
Most Sephardim fled to Bosnia, where they were welcomed, given asylum, and prospered. And the many millions of our family members, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, newborns, and grandparents, all unique and special, all victims of Nazism and fascism during the Holocaust, the many other peoples who have been exiled and persecuted.
David? As we retell the story, we add a prayer. When Pharaoh sought to put an end to the Jews, Shifa and Pua, the midwives, defied his orders and chose life. Today, another Pharaoh seeks to put an end to the people of Bosnia, and we, like Shifa and Pua, are called upon to choose life. Moses' mother, Jochebed, showed her husband that despair was worse than Pharaoh's decrees. He listened to Jochebed, and a liberator was born. We, too, must listen to Jochebed and reject despair. The children of Israel groaned under the bondage and cried out, and that cry rose up to God. We commit ourselves tonight not to be silent in the face of genocide. We will cry out to our country's leaders, to world leaders, and to God until our cry is heard.
We pledge to act because we remember our days in bondage and the world's indifference during the Holocaust. I myself remember going with my father to the Hayas to look for relatives to send packages, and to no avail. Today we must speak out on behalf of the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina who are still being victimized by expulsion, murder, and rape. The horrific and continuing Serb campaign of ethnic cleansing designed to destroy the possibility of a multicultural democracy cannot be allowed to succeed. It represents fascism and ultranationalism and creates ethnic partition in Europe once again. We cannot stand idly by. We must be heard. Mr. President, do not support peace without justice. Do not reward aggression and genocide. And a U.S. policy that supports ethnic partition only encourages the Serbs to step up their brutality so as to purify as much land as possible before any final agreement. The world is watching. We must not support the permanent partition in Bosnia.
Continue on page 52. And Dayenu, and the music for Dayenu is on page
105.
Thank you.
is here, and in the typical Geist living tradition, nothing is too short. But it's all very essential and unique for our family. Some of the verses, as Irv has pointed out, scan very naturally and easily, and some do not scan well. But, as was said by Rabbi Judith, there is also virtue for everyone to sing in when everyone feels like joining in. So, you are welcome to join in any and all of the words that you'd like to. And for the Yiddish and Hebrew words, it's a glossary on the back. Because some of us are compulsive in this manner. As Rabbi Viviana said. And the asides, but if you do join in and sing, where it says aside, don't sing or speak then because there are children with assigned roles. Now, oh, here we have the children. Okay, Miriam and Michael, get where you can be seen. Here, get in front a little bit. Here we go. Okay?
Wait. They shouldn't sing this because the children are doing
it. Oh, also, the verse on the bottom of the right page that starts with the word Hanukkah, you should also not sing because the children have something special for that one. Where do you want to set the key?
Just
a minute. I'm sorry
to
heat up, but you turn it down.
Where is the
horn?
Inside?
Okay. After the passing of Bobby and Zadie, we've all come to count on this one special lady. Thank you, Mill, for the wonderful Seder's Dayenu. Thank you, Mill,
so many families, they don't come together, so why do we gather each year for the Seder? No matter the distance, no matter the weather, Dayenu.
Wait, then you'll see how this goes. You do the first melody line twice, and then you do the other one over and over until you get to the end.
Had you just opened the door for Elijah, instead of responding, where to Elijah, was someone invited a mother-in-law or a friend from a lonely Manhattan, New York, to come to the table and join the feast. You always were ready to find one more seat. Dayenu. They come from Chicago, New Hampshire, Seattle, journey from Hawaii and Arizona, from Denver and Brooklyn, Preston and Brazil. Today, college is moving from Buenos Aires and others up here from the south of Brazil. Thank you, Mill. Thank you, Mildred.
She makes it from scratch at $20 a pack.
Eating the mounds of fish like a built-in dying goo. Have you served a fish without the orange and orange and the lettuce? Serve a fish without the fixings dying goo. Thank you, Mildred. Thank you, Mildred. Thank you, Mildred. Dying goo. Thank you, Mildred. Thank you, Mildred. Thank you.
balloons.
And chocolate cake.
And cookies.
And brownies.
Some without nuts.
And candy.
And strawberries.
It would have been plenty with just one shirt.
Well, I guess I can make a little more room.
I just prepared just one dessert. Dying you. Thank you, Milton. Thank you, Milton. Thank you, Milton. Dying you, dying you, dying you. Thank you, Milton. Thank you, Milton. Thank you, Milton. Dying you, dying you.
Hanukkah's time for presents and dreidels.
So while the gifts here for pork chops and tomatoes, wonderful books and chemistry sets.
Next year's fashions and motorized trucks.
Kids and his family sure have lots of love.
Dying you. And he just gone to the florist for flowers. And Ursula now made her one of a kind arrangements to persist the pussy nose and fresh cherry blossoms. Dying you.
In summary, cousins to kiss and turkeys to lesson, billiards to play and chocolates to everything, pictures to show us from last year's Seder, pack them up so we can have something for later. You could have done lesser, what made you do better? Dying you. Thank you, Mildred. Thank you, Mildred.
Whoever does not consider well the meaning of these three, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, has not fulfilled the purpose of the Seder.
What is the meaning of this Pesach? Sam?
It's Alpha 55. Oh. In family groups, our people ate the
Paschal
lamb when the temple was still standing. For them, the Pesach was a reminder that God passed over the houses of our ancestors in Egypt during their redemption.
In our day too, we know God as the guardian of the household of Israel. Besides our brothers, we renew the family bond and strengthen our ties with the No!
out of your mouth.
Adam,
you didn't know what you were getting into.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's
it.